tall young girl got out, leading a child by the hand. They entered the hall, were greeted and shown to their room. 10 minutes later, she came down with the child to sign the visitor's book. She wore a black, closely fitting dress, touched at the throat and wrists with white frilling. Her brown hair, braided, was tied with a black bow, unusually pale, with a small mole on her left cheek.
"I am the Baroness von Gall's sister," she said, trying the pen on a piece of blotting paper and smiling at us deprecatingly. Even for the most jaded of us, life holds its thrilling moments. 2 baronesses in 2 months! The manager immediately left the room to find a new nib. To my plebeian eyes, that afflicted child was singularly unattractive. She had the air of having been perpetually washed with a blue bag, and hair like grey wool, dress too in a pinafore so stiffly starched that she could only peer at us over the frill of it, a social barrier of a pinafore. And perhaps it was too much to expect a noble aunt to attend to the menial consideration of her niece's ears. But a dumb niece with unwashed ears struck me as a most depressing object. They were given places at the head of the table.